Israel is set to inaugurate dozens of new settler units in the occupied West Bank, despite an international outcry over its settlement expansion plans. At least 64 illegal units built on Palestinian land will be ready for Israeli settlers for the next few days. The army has called on settlers to attend the inauguration ceremony in the south of Nablus. Tel Aviv's non-stop expansionist plans have been a major obstacle to reconciliation with the Palestinian Authority and a matter of dispute between Tel Aviv and the rest of the world in recent years. Israeli NGO Peace Now recently reported that an average of 50 units have been built on Palestinian land every day during the past 9 months. We're now going to cross over to Al Khalil. Joining us on their line is Khaled Ameire, a Palestinian journalist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, a ceremony to inaugurate dozens of settler units. What do you make of that, specifically with the fact that much of the international community is against these settler units? And also, this is a time when the Palestinian-Israeli peace talks have broken down.
Yes, indeed. Israel is flying in the face of the international community. Israel is effectively decapitating the peace process, or what has remained of it. This is a message to the international community, including Israel's guardian ally, the United States. Now the proverbial bowl is in the court of the international community. Will the international community treat Israel as above international law? This is the question that we are awaiting answers for.
So, speaking of sending a message to the international community, what kind of a message do you think Israel is sending by blatantly disregarding international law and celebrating these settlements?
Well, the message is that Israel is trying to liquidate the peace process. Israel is trying to impose the fait accompli on the Palestinians by killing the peace process and by trying to bring the Palestinians in on their knees, that is, to make them surrender to the Israeli fait accompli. This is not going to happen, of course, because then Israel would risk occupied Palestine becoming a binational state. And this is against what Israel wants. Israel wants a Jewish state, a Zionist state, but with Palestinians, with the number of Palestinians exceeding the number of Jews between the River Jordan and the Mediterranean Sea, Israel is facing a real dilemma.
Well, how do you see the international community responding to this, though? Because the question of settlement expansion is not debatable. The whole world recognizes it as illegal.
Well, I think most of the blame would actually does fall on the United States. Had it not been for American passivity and America's embrace of the illegal Zionist regime, Israel would have listened to the voice of reason a long time ago. But because of unlimited and unrestricted American support for Israeli hegemony and Israeli aggression, Israel is behaving this way.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That was Khaled Ameire, Palestinian journalist, joining us on the line from Al Khalil. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, sir.